In New Jersey, the swearing-in of Democrat Mikey Sherrill takes place next week. The former U.S. representative and Navy veteran won the November 2025 gubernatorial election against Republican Jack Cittarelli. She campaigned on making life more affordable. She also focused on education, transit, and reproductive rights. WHYY's David Matthau spoke with Sherrill at the Metuchen Diner on January 12th. She was there as part of her ongoing effort to reach out and talk to New Jersey residents about her plans and their needs.
Thank you very much, Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill, for joining us on WHYY. One of the things you decided to run on during the campaign was affordability and transparency. You promised you were going to freeze electric rates as soon as you got into office. How's that going to happen?
So on day one, I am declaring a state of emergency and signing executive orders to freeze rate hikes. I will also be working with power companies to generate more electricity, working with other governors across PJM, that's our grid operator, to force them to push more power into our grid so we can drive down costs over time. What that'll look like on the ground is immediately moving into things like solar and battery storage, which are the quickest ways to do that. A little bit longer will be making sure we're modernizing gas generation, and then looking to the long term with things like nuclear power. So these are areas where, in conjunction with other states in our region and then here in New Jersey, we're going to act very quickly to freeze rate hikes and drive down costs.
What other steps will the Sherrill administration be taking early on once you're sworn in?
So, you know, I often think of my focus in areas of kids, of cost, of accountability. With kids, it'll be the kids' online safety agenda as we've laid out over the election and then over the campaign, and then there'll be certain things we're doing on day one and then growing out that so we have age-appropriate design code. I've been very supportive of Governors Murphy bell-to-bell cell phone ban, and we'll continue to look at ways we can support parents in making good choices for their kids. You know, I'm a parent of four kids, and you're often told, oh, there's all these apps you can do, and there's all this, but I've said, you know, I have a full-time job, my husband has a full-time job, and it's another full-time job to monitor my kids' online behavior. Parents need help, and as governor, I'm going to provide that. We've seen, you know, really horrible impacts on mental health and other areas, so making sure we're doing better by our kids in the kids' online safety agenda. Also, really beefing up the first-time homebuyers program to help people get their foot in the door, to buy a home, create generational wealth for their families as we're trying to drive down costs. And then we also have accountability, so I'll be putting an online dashboard up so people can see how long their permitting time is taking, a report card so people can see where their money's going, the contracts the state's running, and if they are performing appropriately. And again, having that transparency, accountability, cutting through red tape and permitting delays, which will also have the impact of driving down costs for people here in New Jersey.
You have been a vocal critic of some of the decisions made by President Donald Trump. How are you going to deal with him?
Well, I think we are a very strong state. We're a very economically critical state, and we are seeing at every level that Trump's agenda on the economy is harming working families. We've seen the jobs numbers really looking poor, and now when we're seeing real concerns about the overall economy, he's trying to criminally go after the Fed Chair Powell. You know, here we are going to drive transparency and accountability with a constant focus on driving down costs for middle-class families, not lining my own pockets as Trump is doing, not, you know, somehow enriching myself to the tune of billions of dollars as Trump is doing, but actually driving down costs for the people of New Jersey. That's a very stark difference. It's what I heard on the campaign trail is necessary for people's opportunity and future, and it's what I'm going to focus on as governor.
As you know, the business community in Jersey has complained for years about red tape and bureaucracy. What kind of a message do you want to send to them?
You know, I totally get it, right? I've been talking to small business owners. Like Nadia was trying to open a restaurant in Hudson County, and it took her 8 months and 3 failed permitting things with no help, no insight as to what was going on in the process. It's why I said, look, I'm putting an online dashboard up so you can see where your permit is, but also beefing up the business action center. So if you have any problems with permitting, you can get the support you need so it's not just constant guesswork. There's also got to be, as we are there's got to be more transparency and accountability for Trenton, because in too many cases I'm hearing from the business community, they tell me they need this, I fix all these things, I think we're ready to get permitted, and then they add five more things to it, and that's unacceptable. So transparency, accountability, the online dashboard, and really making sure people have better support as they go through the process. But it's not just when I think of transparency and accountability, it doesn't stop with just the business community, it's things like the MVC. I don't know if anyone's tried to get real ID on your show. I am telling you, trying to get an appointment, my husband and I were trying to do that, and then our kids were going away to school. It was really nearly felt impossible. So making sure that right away we are also addressing every way in which people in the state come into contact with state government and make sure it's operating better.
And I guess, what do you want to emphasize to New Jerseyans as you're about to be sworn in as the next governor about Mikey Sherrill?
I want to emphasize to them that I wake up and go to bed at night thinking of them and their families. It is so incredibly important to me. I often tell the story of my family's history and what opportunity has meant to my family, why I'm able to be here today, and all of the ways in which the opportunity offered by this country impacted me and my ability to thrive. And I want that for my kids. I want that for your kids. I want every child in New Jersey to have that opportunity. The American dream isn't a guarantee of success, but it's a guarantee that we're constantly working to open doors to opportunity. And that's what I want to do.
Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill, thank you so much for your time.